Get Real with Lisa Crown podcast. Thank you for joining me today. Appreciate it. Just wanted to say today we're going to be talking about building your empire. Let's go back 20 years. How about that? Let's start there. So many people ask me about my business and the journey and why I had exponential growth every single year when I was in sales and built an organic business all on my own. I get questioned a lot, you know, people that I coach, people that I meet with when I speak, you know, it's questions from the audience. I mean, people ask me all the time. And my go-to answer is that I chose to build an empire, and I started 20 years ago in the 90s where I couldn't afford it, but I knew that I was best suited being the one that was making the calls, going on the appointments, and bringing in the orders. So when I was folding, stuffing, sealing, licking envelopes, when I was passing out material, when I was doing my databasing, when I was doing things that were very tedious, I started to realize, like, gosh, I am worth more money an hour than this job that I'm doing right now. And I need to leverage it. I need to hire someone to help me do some work. And I started very small. I mean, in the very beginning, I hired somebody for about 5 hours a week. So it was about an hour a day. Somebody would come in and it would be a fast 60 minutes to get things done, importing and, you know, all the things I'm just naming. And then I started to see a little bump in my orders, little bump. And I thought, that's interesting. You know, why the bump? Well, I'm giving myself more time to do the things that I specialize in. So the next month I'm like, hey, can you work 2 hours a day? Boom, 2 hours a day. So then, you know, 30, 60 days later, bump up in orders. I'm like, God, that's so weird. Well, it's not weird, but I was just figuring it out back then that when I created leverage, when I was delegating things that were creating, were more like anchors to me, but needed to be done, I was able to do more, bring in more. And so that was how I ran it. And to this day, I have always had an assistant for the past 20 years. And when I was in the height of my sales career, I had up to 5 assistants at one point, you know? And yes, I paid. And yes, I invested into them. And when the market was booming the best it ever has in the history of ever in 2005, notice I remember, I poured into my people. And then the market fell off. And when it did in 2008 and there were shifts and changes, I had to let people go. And if any of those people that I let go are listening, I love you so much. You're amazing. It wasn't you. But the truth of the matter is I had to make those hard business decisions. And some of those people are, out there killing it in their life right now and soaring and crushing it and still part of my life. And I absolutely love them dearly. And so to me, you know, as I have, I noticed a trend. I noticed that once I let go of things that I tried to control and had my hands in and said, you know what? Nope, someone's better suited for this role. It is worth the money. See, 9 out of 10 times, the reason people don't hire people to work on their team is either A, they think they can do it themselves better, or B, they don't want to pay it. You know, it's a money issue. But to me, we never have those people there if the orders do not make sense for it. You know, someone's cost should be the, you know, that we're doubling up or not more in the orders that come in. So they really do get paid for within your growth. So right now I just wanted to give you a little bit of color on how to get started in building your empire. This really goes for any business and role. Anybody who's looking to expand their team, you have my vote. Okay, you have my vote. Expanding your team is the way to go. For me, I cannot do my job without somebody who is my right-hand person managing my whole system and machine behind the scenes. So here we go. This is how I did it. Number one, write out your goal. What is your ultimate goal? What do you really, really want when you picture the exact empire? Doesn't mean we're going there today, but it does know where we're shooting for. Number two, write out, I hope you have a paper and a pen ready, by the way. Write out your start plan. What is the start plan? What are we going to do to get started right now? Do you need an assistant? Do you need, a buyer's agent? Do you need a processor? Like, whatever person's listening right now, whatever you need to help, you know, that person, write out your start plan. I want number three, you to put ads out, ads in social media, Craigslist, other job sites, get an ad out. Number four, The messaging on your ad is crucial. This is the biggest piece and part of hiring someone. You should have about 4 clear tasks in the ad. Because right now, you're going to be separating the men from the boys, right? They're boys from the men, whichever way that goes. The girls from the women, you know. You're going to be separating the people from the pack, the killers, the detailed-oriented, the people who are focused. By putting in your ad, send me an email, and then here's some tactical things to include. 1, include your resume. 2, include a cover letter, and be sure that you include why I should choose you over the other applicants I have been receiving. Next, I would like you to do attention and put your name. So like for me, I would say, put attention Lisa Crown when you send in your email. 4, include 2 references. Just 2. So you have given them clear things that they should do. So if you're getting a resume with no cover letter, delete. If you're getting a cover letter and it doesn't explain why and it doesn't say attention to who specifically and there's no references, bye. To me, it was a very clear sign they're not the right match for me. I'm detailed oriented. I like things a certain way. I like my I's dotted, the T's crossed. I like precise and I like accurate work. And so right out the gate, I'm looking for this to nail it. Now you're going to see, let's say 30 people write back. You might see 5 that pop. 5 that literally did every single thing you asked. They're, you know, what they wrote really sparked your interest and you want to go to the next step. So the next step, 5, if they nail it, then I want you to send them an email, okay? Thank them for their interest. Tell them that they're a clear candidate in the running. And then attached, I want you to have 10 questions that you need them to answer before they can go to the next step, okay? Then these questions are very light and easy, but it gets some things across that are important. Like 1, do they have a car? You know, how many hours can they work? Do they have another job? Where do they see themselves in 2 to 5 years? What kind of technology are they comfortable with, or what programs or what systems? Are they familiar with the iPhone or the Android? Those types of things. Are they active on social media? Which platforms do they give themselves an A in? Marketing, Facebook ads. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff that we want to kind of ask, because if it all comes back and it's just like, oh, I can only work 10 hours a week. Oh, I don't know anything about social media and I have a flip phone. You know, maybe for you that works. Like me, it didn't. Unfortunately, I needed a little bit more legs on some of these things and it would help me do the process of elimination. So let's say from there, 6 is I want you to look at the resume, look at the cover letter, look at all the stuff that came and look at the 10 questions. Their answers are going to speak to you, okay? Of those applicants that came and have gotten those 10 questions, 7 is I want you to choose the top 3 that you're going to meet in person. And that's how you do the elimination to find the right person for you to build your empire. When you get them in front of you, you should have about 5 to 10 additional, a little bit more detailed questions, you know, about challenging them, encouraging them to be real with you, like about their goals and where do they see themselves and what direction they're going in. Because if you're interviewing someone, they're like, oh, I want to be a veterinarian in 2 years. That's great. We want to encourage that. But does that work in your business model? I'm always looking for longevity. You know what I mean? So you got to see what your interest and need is. Maybe you just have a specific project you want them to work on and that would work for you. So, but make sure you're asking good strategic questions. Me, I had them handwrite some stuff out because I did some things with handwriting and stuff. I also really needed them to be well in Excel. So I'd just say like, what's your level of experience in Excel and things like that. 8 is hire away. You know, you find the right match in the person. It's an investment. I'm telling you right now, if it's a cost and it's an expense and you're not growing and you're going down, then that's a different shift in thought that you need to make. But hire away, you know, 8 is pull the trigger. It's time to hire. It's time to bring somebody in, even if it's a few hours a day or a few hours a week. It will create a serious impact. Just remember, you guys, building an empire means building your business. Hope you have a great rest of your day. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please click subscribe if you haven't. You can find me on social media everywhere, lisacrown.com as well. Looking forward to connecting with you, and I appreciate all your referrals. Have a great day. DJ, kick us off something that is like, dun, 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 to build that empire. Thank you.